As part of a Hope and Healing project, StoryCorps spent time recording conversations at hospitals across Utah. These stories reveal the courage and resiliency of the human spirit. Interviews are provided, courtesy of StoryCorps. Ani, Caitlin and Dallin Nalu's first baby, was diagnosed with a terminal illness, spinal muscular atrophy, SMA. Over the next 14 months before Ani passed away, clinicians, family, and friends helped Ani live the best life she could. Since Ani's passing, Caitlin, a special education teacher, and Dallin have become strong advocates for families and children with SMA.
It was right around she was 3 or 4 months, we noticed she was kind of weak, mainly her legs. If we tried to stand her up, she just couldn't bear any weight on her legs, which even a newborn can kind of stiffen them. That was kind of our first red flag. And I remember we Googled that.
Yeah, and that's when we came across the SMA diagnosis.
The quickest, easiest way to describe it is it just creates fatal muscle weakness slowly.
We read that 90% of SMA kids don't live past 2.
We took her to physical therapy, and then by the time she was 6 months, he said, this is not normal for me to have a 6-month-old that can't sit up and can't bear weight on her legs. So he referred us to pediatric neurologist. Yeah. That's when she actually got diagnosed. And the memory is still so ingrained in my head that time slowed down. It was like slow motion and surreal because we both knew she has this disease that's going to end up taking her life. Our worst case scenario had become reality.
Yeah, we just broke down. Once you come to the realization that what you envisioned for your family and for her was no longer the case, that was pretty hard.
We had time to really step back and look at what we wanted for Ani and what would be best for her and her happiness.
With SMA, kids' brains aren't affected, so they continue to develop like any other child would mentally. Seeing her go through it and that she could still be happy and still smile, that made it easier for me.
Totally.
To continue to go through
and
it.
She and she was so happy. So happy. So yeah, it's like if she can be happy and be flexible, we should follow suit.
Yeah.
And I feel like we always tried.
Our community just surrounded us with love, and it seemed like there's just fundraiser after fundraiser after fundraiser on our behalf to help raise money for her various medical needs.
Wheelchairs and different devices that maybe aren't covered by insurance.
And our families were there always to take care of her.
They were always just very supportive.
When you have a terminally ill child and you know that eventually they're going to have a last day,
you don't know when it is,
then, you know, every day becomes a gift, and every day they're here with you is a day to just be enjoyed and celebrated.
And the small and simple things. It doesn't have to be grand to be happy. Just a simple walk or just to be with each other.
Yeah, just to spend time together with her was enough.
And I hope that we can keep that perspective with Rook, with our son. When he's a 2-year-old throwing a tantrum, I can be like, you're strong, you're healthy, you're throwing a tantrum in the middle of the store. He has strong muscles, he can scream that loud.
We now have a son that so far is perfectly healthy, and it really is a miracle not to be taken for granted.
That was Caitlin and Dallin Nalu talking about their baby, Ani. Their story and other segments of the StoryCorps Hope and Healing Project on Utah Public Radio can be heard online at upr.org.